obviously we're disappointed, you know, that we've not managed to see the game through. I felt like we defended very well, really, which was pleasing, but just moments of madness, really, from an experienced player, you know, by us, to make an error, heavy touch, and then goes to ground, and then they skip through, and, you know, disappointing, really. But I felt we performed quite well against a very good team. The game was quite scrappy. The conditions and the playing surface levelling the game up a little bit, I would say. But obviously when you get so close to going through, it's so disappointing, you know, to not get over the line. But we've got to pick ourselves up and go again Tuesday.
I felt as though Graham McKibben was possibly the man of the match. The string of outstanding saves, especially in the first half, to keep fast the Celtic in the match.
Yeah, we made two or three errors in the first half with our positioning, where we had defenders getting dragged into areas where they wanted to take us to free up spaces for their players to exploit, and they do that very, very well. And early on in the game, they dragged us apart a little bit on two or three occasions, and Graham, you know, made a couple of really good saves to keep the score level. But I felt after that, probably first 15-20 minute period, I felt the game was quite scrappy, but wasn't really any major chances. They've obviously had a good effort where they've had a chance towards a top corner where he's tipped it over the bar, and then they've gone through one-on-one where we've been caught square and sleeping, and he's gone through one-on-one and Graham saved it. But that's what we pay him to do. You know, he's had games this season where he's had very little to do, and we've defended very well. And every now and again, you need your goalkeeper to pull out good saves, you know, to keep you in it. So he did do that, and I'd probably agree he was man of the match.
And at the other end, James Walshaw got a real typical striker's goal, getting in there, very brave with that goal at the near post.
Yeah, well, he does. That's what Wally's all about. You know, he does that better than anybody else in these leagues. He's very brave, makes good runs, gets across his man, and he just loves scoring goals. So it was a good little spell actually for us. I felt that was probably our best period of the game. We had a chance just before that, and from the resulting throw-in, I think it was Luke Parkins put a great ball in, and Wally's just got across his man front post, and you know, put his body on the line really to get it in the net. And and only a few minutes later, Paul Walker's had a great chance which has just gone wide of the post, and you know, on another day that goes in, and you know, you win the game, you know, I wouldn't say comfortably, but 2-0's a far better cushion than one, you know. And of course when we went in front, we knew that they would come out and have a lot of possession, and they'd have to break us down, and we'd planned, you know, for if we went ahead in the game to play a little bit deeper and kind of invite them onto us and absorb the pressure and counter-attack. And we had a few opportunities to do that where we were a little bit wasteful, but to get so close to seeing it through is disappointing.
Do you feel, in spite of the conditions, that you've now learned much, much more about Sam Shields?
Not really, no. I think the conditions, they didn't play how I expected them to play, certainly in the first half. They didn't really try to play at all. In truth, the goalkeeper slowed the game right down. They went long, and it was very scrappy. And that, in fact, it probably wasn't the best game for supporters to watch. But I wouldn't say I've learnt anything about them. I mean, you know, they've got good players. They should have, you know, with the resources they have available to them, they should have good players, and they'll cruise the league that they're in. And I'm sure that next season there'll be a real, real threat in the division that we're currently in. So we knew that they were a good team going into it. My opinion on that's not really changed, and we'll expect another tough game on Tuesday.
Okay, and just one more thing, Adam, before you go. Richard Marshall and Nathan Turner, they weren't available today, both injured, I believe. Will that still be the case for Tuesday's match?
Yeah, Tuesday will come too soon for Nathan. Scooby's long term, he's awaiting results, which I believe he'll get at the beginning of next week, but there's no chance for either of those on Tuesday, I wouldn't imagine.
Kind of getting in the habit of doing this, but yeah, it was similar to last week, really. You know, we had to fight the elements and the dogged opposition, and it was a really tough game. You know, windy, difficult pitch, bobbling all over the place, same as last week, really, at Mossley. So yeah, we had a bit of experience last week, and we came through that one, and again, the lads are just showing the character once again to come through today's game.
Took a real cool and calm head from Carl Finnegan to score when he did in the 90th minute. But you really were laying siege to that goal for the last 15, 20 minutes, weren't you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, again, I think their goal was scored against the runner player that I couldn't see. We honestly didn't see that coming. And then again, we got back into the game, settled down and tried to push and push and push and kept going. And luckily, we got the chance. We also had another chance at the end with Louis, just couldn't get his toe end on it strong enough to put it in the back of the net. So, just mixed emotions of relief to get through, but disappointed maybe on the balance of play not to go through.
And you started very brightly as well, because McKibben, the Farsley Celtic keeper, must have had three or four outstanding saves. I think he kept out Cogden twice, and I think there were a couple of efforts from Briggs as well.
The two from Briggsy we were right in line with, and I thought they were top saves, you know. One from the header, and then almost the clip to the far post. And he kept them in the game, there's no doubt about that. He did his job magnificently well today, and that's the reason why they're still in the hat.